Steve Stebbing is here. What the hell should we watch this weekend? Steve Stebbing and all the movies and things. We've got the AV Club coming up here shortly, Steve. How's Penticton?
It's all right. It's all right. It's chill. Small town life, you know.
Yeah. Just stuck between two lakes. It's terrible.
Residing. Yeah, exactly.
That's nice.
No complaints.
All right. That's exciting. So what's Halloween look like in your family? Are you guys like, because you got the little squirt.
Yeah.
Are you, do you guys do the big show? What do you guys get up to?
Not really. The daughter, they're just not really a Halloween person. Mm-hmm. They get scared from the decorations sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not that I fault them. But
my soulmate, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we try to take it easy on them.
Yeah. So you I just kind of assumed, I guess, that, you know, maybe with all the spooky movies and stuff all that you guys get up to, that maybe it might be a big deal. But how do you do the dad
I'm the only horror person in this household. Yeah.
What's your dad tax on the candy?
It's definitely I'm not a heavy hand. Like I'm not a heavy hand, but it's a good thing that they aren't into a lot of the candy, and right. I can kind of have my pick of the good things.
So do you do the safety tax? Well, I better have that. Make sure it's safe. Do you have the safety tax? Or are you
sharing is a much more embraced feeling in this household, I think.
Very nice. I love it. All right, there you go.
They're good to
Halloween and the Stebbings. You heard it here first. SteveStebbing.ca if you want to check out his blog and his website, everything that Steve gets up to get us started in the movies, Halloween Ends.
I was certain that I saw him watching me.
You pretend like you moved on, but you're actually just obsessed with death.
What are you going to do when Michael comes back for you? Because he is coming.
But this time, something feels different. He's more dangerous.
Hello, Michael. All
right.
Tell us.
You know, so this is like the legacy trilogy to follow up from the 1978 original. And the first one, Halloween 2018, is awesome. Awesome film, and Kills starts to slide downgrade. Like it's not as good. I still enjoyed it, but it's not as good. Ends, I can't believe that they wrote this trilogy to be like this, because it's just such a wet pile of crap. I have so many issues and with this movie, including, like, I'm not going to get super spoilery, but like they invent a whole like new character into this movie, and I just don't understand it at all. It feels like they didn't really like Michael Myers in the end, like the creators, David Gordon Green and Danny McBride and everybody, that they just kind of fell off of wanting to do a proper Laurie and Michael Myers movie, and they just deviated so far that I feel like I just was like constantly shaking my head in theaters tonight. I was just like, what are you doing? What are you doing now? What are you doing now? Like, I was just increasingly angry at this movie.
So they, one of the key characters that they built the whole franchise on, they sort of didn't really seem to like him, and maybe they're trying to build something new out of it. Like, this is the new Picard, you know?
Well, see, in Halloween Kills, the second movie, Laurie Strode spends the most of the film in a hospital bed. Like, she is kind of just kind of giving monologues from a hospital bed for most of the movie. And I will say that they kind of did that to Michael Myers in the third movie.
Ah, all right. Yep. There you go. There's your answer. That's everything that you wanted to know about Halloween Ends. SteveStebbing.ca. Next on the list is Rosaline.
So you're going to break them up?
Of course I am. Romeo and Juliet. Doesn't even sound right.
You want my help with this?
We just need to stop a wedding. My boyfriend is about to make the biggest mistake of his life.
Hang on a second. It's your boyfriend's wedding.
Ouch. Ouch. Okay, tell us about this romantic comedy, question mark?
Yes, yes, a romantic comedy. This is Romeo and Juliet, but from the point of view of Rosalind, who was Romeo's secret girlfriend before he met Juliet, and then meets Juliet and throws a wrench in the whole plans of their love affair. And it's snappy and fun in his dialogue. Caitlin Dever plays the title character in this one. Her dad is played by the great Bradley Whitford from Get Out and West Wing. And it just kind of gave me this Mean Girls meets Shakespeare type feel. Like I really loved the characters. They were so well written. The modernization of the dialogue works so well in this. And I'm just disappointed that it seems Fox Studios isn't getting a lot of their push into theaters. I mean, we already saw it with Prey a couple of months ago. And now with this movie, they just don't seem to be trusting that these movies can bring in box office. And I would argue that Rosalind would be a great date movie or just a fun night out to see a good comedy. And I think with all the streaming services, we're kind of we're letting the theaters die a little bit in this. And I hope that this one gets a lot of views, so because it is worth it, and maybe they kind of rethink that model a tiny bit.
I don't know if the ex-girlfriend was really the wrench, though, in the Romeo and Juliet story. Pretty sure it was the poison or the lack of communication, right?
The way they handle this is really good, though. I'm not going to give it away, but it's really, really great.
Okay, so the Rosalind does not do monologues from a hospital bed, so we're good. Okay.
No. And if there are monologues, they're like more modernized. Like you're not going to get sucked into all the Shakespearean soliloquies. They kind of they punch it up quite a bit.
Cool. All right, Steve Stemming here. It's The Shift. I'm Shane Hewitt. Next, Sweet Tooth, season one.
Once upon a time, bad people ruled the earth. They were greedy and self-destructive. So nature made everyone sick.
Excuse me? Are you a doctor?
And then a miracle happened. They called them hybrids. Your kind. It's your job to live a full life.
Oh, it's great timing, Steve.
Yeah, right. And it's funny because this is the Blu-ray release of that is this week. And this has been on Netflix since during the pandemic is when this came out, which is kind of interesting because this basically takes place around a pandemic called The Great Crumble, which basically wreaks havoc across the world and ends up killing millions of people. Sending the human race into kind of like a different evolution of their history. And basically also out of it comes these hybrid babies, which are part human, part animal, leading to our lead character, Gus, who is essentially a deer boy. And he was raised by his father in the wild. And then when his father passes away from the sickness, he is kind of forced out into his own and tries to find his biological mother along the way. It's such a sweetheart show. It's based on a graphic novel series by Canadian writer Jeff Lemire, which is an excellent book. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. So that's when this one came along, I was super excited that they made it and that they got it right. Robert Downey Jr. and his wife Susan are the producers on this one, and there's just so much care to the story. And I think it's one of the best Netflix shows in the last 5 years, for sure.
Let's move here on What the Hell Should We Watch This Weekend to the television on Netflix, The Watcher.
Who am I? It might not frighten you yet, but it will. Give the house what it wants. Young blood.
Can you keep us safe?
Okay, sounds friendly. Tell us about The Watcher, Steve Stebbing.
Yeah, this is a true story, based on a true story about the Broaddus family who moved into a new neighborhood in 2014 and then were basically spied on, threatened, and sent crazy letters and everything. And basically, there was one a guy identifying himself as the Watcher who was basically hell-bent on driving them out of their house and out of the neighborhood. And what really sells this show for me is it's led by Naomi Watts, who is probably one of the best horror actresses in a long time. We're going to ignore Goodnight Mommy. That movie should have never have happened. But I mean, this is the woman that was in The Ring, and which was a hell of an experience in theaters. And she is skating by on that cred for me. And I mean, Bobby Cannavale plays her husband, who I really like. And this is the whole true story thing, and in the hands of Ryan Murphy, who did the American Horror Story series. I think it's all in good hands and looks really exciting.
All right, let's touch on this one really quick with Steve Stebbing, just because we want to get up for time for the AV Club. The Winchesters is on the CW.
My entire life, I've been searching for something. Is this good versus evil? Saving people, hunting things. I was born to do this.
Don't go down this road, John.
What the hell?
I'm so sorry.
What's your name?
I'm Mary.
All these evil people all use like the same knife because it all makes the same sound. So in about 15 seconds here, Steve, can you tell us what the movie is for, or the show is for, the Winchesters?
Yeah. I mean, this Supernatural is a cash cow for the CW for 15 seasons, and now they want more of it. So it's a prequel series about John and Mary Winchester, the mother and father to Sam and Dean. Jeffrey Dean Morgan are big shoes to fill. I mean, it's tough. So yeah, I'm looking forward to checking it out. I have the first episode of my PVR, but yeah, big shoes here.
Text question comes from Denise. She asks, my son and I have been waiting patiently for season 2 of Sweet Tooth. Any clues when it's coming?
Production was started January 2022, so I am assuming now that they're deep into post-production, probably nearing the end of it. No date has been given because Netflix is very quick to give me the dates when they come. Nothing yet, but production has finished, and yeah, they're in post. So any week now, we'll get an announcement.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.